Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could.
Stay in the
Bells at Long Island.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Alberta country band Domino brings together five different individuals, each with their own sound and set of influences. They're joining us today to talk about their just-released CD entitled Dime a Dozen, featuring the radio single Going For It. And they will join us on the line from Alberta in just a moment or two. We've had a couple of technical difficulties. We'll start off by playing their song Going For It from their brand new CD. And when we come back, we'll talk with the group Domino here on In the Country. And that is the current single, and a great song it is, from the Alberta country band Domino, from their new CD entitled Dime a Dozen. And I believe we are now joined by Domino on the line. Hey, guys and gals.
Hi.
Hey, Luann. Great to have you on.
Great to be here, Dave.
Just a few little technical things here, but we've got it all cleared up, which is great. Now, Luann, you're joining us, and anyone else from the band on the line?
Yeah, actually, I have Kent Nixon here with me and Russ Carl from the band.
Hey, Kent and Russ, how are you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
Awesome, great to have. Hey, great to have you on the line, all three of you. Why don't we start off by talking, Luann, maybe you can take this and we'll try to vary the responders. But talk about how the band came together. I know that it's five different individuals with different influences and different sounds coming together to form Domino. So how did that come about, Luann?
Well, actually, years ago we started, we came together and met actually by being a backup band for a local variety show. And we would be the band for about 20 different vocalists. And we did that for a number of years. And after the last year that we were involved in that program, we thought, you know what, we've learned so much and we all click so well and our personalities match. We have so much fun. We thought we need to just do some more with this and start playing together. So that's how that started, and that'll be 6 years now.
6 years, wow. And Coming up with the name for the group, is there a story behind that?
Yeah, there's definitely a story there. We've actually changed our name, Dave. So,
okay.
We had a different name prior, and
right.
We were running into some conflicts with the name. We were called Damned If I Know before, and there was a funny story that came with that. Kent, actually, we got booked for a gig, and we hadn't picked our name yet. And he, in his good old Alberta cowboy way, when she asked the name of the band, and he said, Damned If I Know. And
she asked if that was all one word or if it was five.
That's right.
So we went with that, actually. But then we did decide last year that we should change it. And a bunch of different names came up, and Domino is what stuck. And, so we've gone with that now. So.
Very cool. Now let's go on to Kent, and I'll ask you, Kent, sort of what influences you bring to the group.
Well, I guess I would be the token country kid. I mean, I've been playing guitar since I was 5 years old. My dad had all of us kids singing when we were pretty little, and we would listen to Tommy Hunter on Saturday nights. We're farmers, actually, from Stettler, and there was always a radio playing in the barn, so whenever we were doing chores, it was just second nature to listen to it and sing along with it, and I guess I've never really stopped that.
So your background is definitely, as you say, in the countryside of things, so George Jones, Conway Twitty, Charlie Pride, those kind of guys?
Exactly. Dan Seals, Ricky Skaggs. I mean, I grew up in the era, you know, when I started listening to country music was the 1980s, I guess.
Yep.
And that wave of new country that was coming along then, and it's still kind of where my roots are.
That was definitely a time when I was listening with Alabama and Restless Heart and Steve Warner, just like you say, a whole slew of 80s artists that were wonderful.
Exactly. And they were all, for myself, I mean, I listened to the guitar players, so I thought that Ricky Skaggs was God.
Right.
I haven't changed my mind either.
He's pretty awesome for sure. And Kent knows every single country song. You can't stump this guy. I mean, you ask him to play it, and he knows the words. And Ian Tyson is a pretty big influence on this guy, too. So.
Yeah, exactly. I even named one of my boys Ian.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Now, what about you, Carl? What do you bring to the group?
Oh, pretty much the other half of my wife, really.
very funny, Russ.
I started out playing when I was about 15. Picked up the guitar with another buddy of mine, and we just decided we'd better start a band. So we did that, and that was just about 30 years ago. So,
wow.
And, when we started doing this, I picked more into the mandolin end of it, trying to do fill-ins with that. So.
And just so you know, Russ is being quite modest, and he always is. He knows all the country songs. He knows all the classic rock songs, and he plays about six or seven different instruments and plays them all very well.
we'll go with what you said.
And what about you? What about you, Luann? What do you bring to the group?
Well, I am the token girl, I guess. Hey.
You're the only girl.
I am
too,
the only
so
girl.
That helps.
And they tell me that I'm their best girl singer in the band.
Girl singer in the band.
Yeah. And I definitely bring the country girl flair to it as well. Sing everything from Patsy Cline and Jesse Coulter to Gretchen Wilson and Faith Hill and Miranda Lambert and that sort of stuff. So And, you know, we do a little Pat Benatar and throw in some good old 80s rock in there as well, which we love. So.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that you guys were able to not just do the country stuff, but you've got the rock and pop. And so one of your concerts must be a real melting pot of music.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the gigs that we play out here are rodeo dances, right? So you start off with a dance, you start off with your old-time waltzes, you start off with, you know, some stuff that the grandpa and grandma want to listen to, and then by the end of the night, when the teenagers are, have their ties tied around their heads and they're wearing a lampshade, I mean, they want to have fun. So, and that's what we're all about.
Yeah, we're throwing in the Billy Idol and the Pat Benatar and Tragically Hip and that sort of stuff. And yeah, we really like to mix it up. Chris Scott in the band, he's our token kind of hippie and knows every song from the 60s through the 70s. So. We're doing lots of Neil Young and, Steve Miller, Dave Matthews,
mm-hmm.
Lots of that sort of stuff. So we and our drummer, Scotty, he's definitely an old rocker as well, so he can sing the hip and all sorts of, and they all sing country as well. So we pride ourselves on our five lead singers.
Yeah, that's cool, too, with five lead singers. That you usually don't find that in a band. Usually, obviously, it's one, or, with, you know, Brooks and Dunn, you've got a second singer.
Yeah.
But with you guys, all of you take over lead.
We do, and you know what, we've gotten spoiled because we enjoy hearing each other sing and nobody wants to really take over, and you know, we do four or five sets a night and all of us sing in every set, and I think the crowds really enjoy that. They don't get bored.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we should mention the other band members who aren't on the show tonight. So we've got Scott McKnight and Chris Scott are the other two that aren't joining us. Which is great, so we'll just send a shout-out to them. Now, let's talk about
guys.
The...
Yeah. Hey, guys.
What was that, Dave? Sorry.
Let's talk about the CD. We played the first single off it, Going For It, which is your current radio single. We played that off the top. Do you want to, maybe, Luann, you can talk to us a bit about sort of what kind of sounds we'll hear on this CD.
Well, that's the thing about Domino. You're going to get a mix of everything. We've got the songs that I wrote on the CD are definitely country-influenced. You know, very personal songs and a mix, some ballads, a couple ballads on there, and of course Going For It is a little more upbeat, a little more metaphorical as to what we're doing right now, how we feel
right.
We're going for it. Kent's songs are definitely country. We did three covers. Half Mile of Hell by Ian Tyson is one that we get to perform at most of our shows, and we just love that song. Kent does a great job. Russ did a cover of Trooper Pretty Lady. And,
nice.
And it's definitely got our influence, a little harmonica and our Domino influence. And Scotty, our drummer, did a cover of Poco, Crazy Love.
Oh, right on. I love that song.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And we showcase all five of us singing on that with him and our harmonies.
Yeah, it's a great song for harmonies.
It is, yeah. And then Chris Scott, he just writes the coolest blues tunes. And so we got two kind of bluesy and an old rock and roll kind of tribute to the 50s rock and roll song on there. So it's a real, like you said, it's a real melting pot, a real gamut of a whole bunch of different kind of influences. So it's a great listening CD, we think. We think it's pretty cool.
And where can our listeners and your fans pick up the CD? Is it available online?
Yeah, actually, we're just getting it added to our website right now, which is dominobandsite.com, and we're going to have it on CD Baby and Music Max as well. But right now it's going to be available just on our website, and you can order it right through our online store on the website. So, and if,
great.
Of course, if you live in Central Alberta, but hopefully we've got fans from across Canada that are going to want to buy it. So
definitely, definitely. Now you've got a CD release party coming up, I believe this Friday the 5th.
Yeah.
So what? That's in Alberta.
Yes, Friday night in our hometown of Statler. Here we've got a beautiful performing arts center. Ian Stettler, it's just an excellent venue for that type of a show, just because the acoustics are so terrific in it. And we don't often get a chance to play in it, so it's really nice for us to get to be able to, you know, take the acoustics if we so choose and sit down and play a gig there.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a beautiful theater and in your hometown, so you get the best support, hey? So we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now, if each of you could meet one of your idols in country, rock, or pop, any genre, we'll just go sort of each of you can jump in. Who would you like to meet?
Gordon Lightfoot, no question there.
No question.
Huge influence, yeah. And right second would be Carolyn Dawn Johnson. She's
artist and great songwriter.
Huge influence on me, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when her song Georgia came out, hearing it on the radio and just
thinking
it was the most amazing song. And just
it
beautiful.
Is. Yeah, yeah, she's incredible, yeah.
And what about for you guys?
Give her Russ.
For country, probably would have been Garth Brooks when he was coming out. He really changed my idea of what country was supposed to be about. Alabama, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rock was more along the lines of I was listening to Trooper and Boston and stuff like that. So anybody from that era would have been cool, too.
Yeah, cool stuff. What about you, Ken?
Well, probably my two heroes for country music, and they just both happen to be Albertan. Ian Tyson, for sure. I've been a fan of his for as long as I can remember. Cowboyography, I still think, is probably one of the greatest albums that I have ever heard.
Cool.
I don't care if Ian Tyson has lost his voice. He is still it for me.
He's still the man, yeah.
He is still the man. And the other one is Cor Blund, who I've actually met a couple of times, and I've had the opportunity to have a couple of drinks with him, and he's a lot of fun.
He seems that way. I've seen him interviewed. He seems like he's a lot of fun.
He is. He's quite a terrific guy, and his sense of songwriting and the way that he can twist humor into songs, Ian Tyson does it as well, is quite incredible. I mean, I get to sing lots of serious country songs, but as the rest of the band will attest, I'm not really that serious of a guy.
Not at all.
And I like to have fun with it. And people that can do that and that are out there making a living and loving it, that's my dream job.
Yeah.
That's the reward in itself right there, doing it because you love it, and the rest,
right,
I guess, is gravy. Now, I want to turn back to the music here, guys, and the song Not Real Happy is the second one I chose from the CD, which is called, the CD's called Dime a Dozen, and this is a real great country song, so I'm guessing that this is Kent singing on this one?
Yes, it would be.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that song. We wrote that one in about 15 minutes. And
oh, wow.
It just kind of came together, and we all contributed. I know most people wouldn't think that I would contribute to that, but I am one of the guys and always have been. So, and we just, you know, we played around with that song and we just said, you know what, this has got something to it. We need to release it because it's funny. It's a great
tune.
It is.
And it's one of those songs that every guy, every married man has screwed up once or twice, or in my case, much more than that. And most guys can relate to this one.
Yeah, a lot of guys are going to relate, and a lot of wives are going to relate to this one as well.
Definitely. It is a cool song, and it's definitely a country song, and it's a lot of fun. So this is the band Domino and their song Not Real Happy here on In the Country.
I said, I don't know, I'm just here for the drinking. and drive. We didn't cause an accident, and we made it home. It's music to my ears. I'll pop a couple aspirin and then I'll chase it with some beer. Well, I've been busting in the backyard, watering my grass, and my wife's down at the office. She's been busting her ass. I gotta get a job. Well, I gotta get a life. You know, I'm not real happy, and neither's my wife.
And that is Not Real Happy, sung by Kent Nixon of the Alberta country band Domino. We're also joined on the line, along with Kent, by Russ and Luann, and of course Chris Scott and Scott McKnight are also members of the band. Their new CD called Dime a Dozen, you can check it out online, and you can order it from there as well. So guys, do you have any advice out there? Maybe Luann, any advice that you guys as a band could pass on to other singer-songwriters who are trying to get a start at things?
Wow. The only advice I can give is don't give up and don't look at the hurdles in front of you, because you'd never do it if you thought of how hard it was going to be, because it is hard. It's very hard. And we just feel truly blessed to be where we're at right now, and thank people like you, Dave, for speaking with us and getting our music out there, and just go for it. Just jump in with both feet and don't look back. And if you believe in it, it'll happen. Kind of like if you build it, they will come, right? But
exactly.
You just have to, because if you think of what's in front of you and how hard it's going to be, you won't do it. So just go for it.
That is great advice, and sometimes that is what makes the difference. Somebody has the talent and they've got the skills, but if they don't get out there and at least give it a shot, you know, they're not going to know.
It will not fall in your lap, and believe me, we know that, because we're not spring chickens, is it? So you can wait for it to fall in your lap and knock on your door, but it won't. But if you put it out there and believe in what you have and in your talent and believe in yourselves, it will come. So that's my advice.
That's great advice, Luann. Now, we've got a few moments remaining. I wanted to ask each of you what your favorite song to cover is, whether it's country or rock or pop. If you just could sort of have to do one cover per show, which one would each of you do? Well, we'll start with Kent.
Kent.
Favorite cover song. You know, we've been doing the Last Saskatchewan Pirate at our live shows for about the last 2 years.
Right.
I was working in Saskatchewan for the last, I worked there 6 months last year, and we've got a lot of imports from Alberta, lots of Saskatchewan people that, you know, that have moved here over the years, and as soon as they hear that, you see their faces light up.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Nice.
So much fun to cover that song.
And how about you, Luann?
Oh, definitely, Georgia or Complicated by Karen.
Great, by CDJ,
yeah,
wonderful.
No question. Actually,
and,
any of her songs.
Awesome, yeah, she's wonderful. And how about you, Russ? We're just getting set to wrap up, but what's your favorite cover song?
Probably, well, we've been doing it for quite a few years, too. It's a Paul Brandt song. It's Fly.
Nice.
We have a really good time playing that.
Yeah.
The crowd likes it. So
fan favorite.
He's a great Albertan artist as well. So, guys, I want to thank you so much for coming on. Kent, Luann, and Russ, been a real pleasure, and I wish you all the best with the CD.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks very much, Dave.
Take care.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. My guest today has been Alberta country band Domino. Be sure to check out their brand new CD entitled Dime a Dozen. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in